Hello, everyone. Welcome back to Star's Opinion, the Christian Perspective. My name is Star. Welcome to my channel. If you are new here, welcome. If you are a returning subscriber or listener, welcome back. And if you haven't subscribed to my YouTube channel, Star's Conversations here on YouTube, go ahead and head over to YouTube and subscribe to the channel. And I would also like to let you guys know that I have been prompted by the Holy Spirit for some time, and I am going to be obedient. He wants me to go live and start to spread the gospel live on YouTube. So my first live will be October 7th at 9 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. So it's going to be from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And I'm just going to be faithful to the Lord, and I'm going to trust the Lord and just do what He tells me to do. And I am going to leave the rest to Him. And so this is what this podcast is actually about. It is about learning to trust God, right? So let's go ahead and get into this video. Okay, so, well, I should say podcast, right? This is the podcast. So let's get into this podcast. I was reading my Bible, as always, in Matthew chapter 14, and I was reading the story when Peter walked on water, right? And also the story when Jesus fed the 5,000. And so what really stood out to me, and I'm going to give you guys the scripture so you guys can jot it down or read it in your own time, but it's Matthew chapter 14. And for this podcast purpose, I read verses 13 all the way down to verses 36, which is basically the end of the chapter. But if you want to just go ahead and read that whole chapter, just for your benefit, it talks about the death of John the Baptist, in the beginning of the chapter. Go ahead and read it. Why not? But for this podcast, I read when Jesus fed the 5,000. And what stood out to me is that the disciples wanted to send the people away because they said, "Listen, we don't have no money. We don't have nothing to feed them. So go ahead and send them away because we are in a remote place, in a remote area. So go ahead and send them away so they could get something to eat because, we can't do it." And Jesus, like, that isn't necessary. He says that in verse 16, like, that isn't necessary. You feed them. And they're like, "Well, how are we going to feed them? We only have 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish." And so Jesus says, "Bring them here." And then he told them to sit down. And then what really stood out to me is that Jesus looked towards up to heaven and he thanked God, right? He thanked the Father, God. He looked up to heaven and he blessed them. And then he broke the loaves into pieces, and everybody was able to eat more than what they wanted, or everybody was able to eat as much as they wanted, I should say. And so the Bible says that it was 5,000 men that were fed, and in addition to women and children. So, that's like a family of four, family of five, maybe six, seven, who knows, right? And so that was a lot of people. But what really stood out to me is that he lifted up the bread and the fish and he gave thanks to it. And so, even in my own situation of things that I go through on a daily basis, I thought about the things that I'm asking God for and what I actually have in my hand. And I said, I should lift this up before God the Father. I should lift this up before Him and thank Him for what He has given me. And so then when I use what I have to do what I need to do, even if it's not enough or it's not enough to cover whatever I need to cover, when it goes through, God will multiply that, right? So that's learning how to trust Him. And so I thought that was just really interesting that the Holy Spirit illuminated my understanding when He showed me that when I read that scripture. And so I was like, well, let me go ahead and read down some more. And so this is when Peter walks on water. And so the Bible describes that Jesus, he went back into the boat on the other side and he sent the people home after they ate, and he went to the hills by himself to pray. And so have you ever felt that longing to just go and be by yourself so you could pray or read scripture after you've been around, maybe the kids too long, or being around your husband or your spouse too long, and you just like, I just need some time to go away to meditate and to hear what God is saying. And so I saw myself, you know, in that, in Jesus, saying like, you know, I just need to be alone and go somewhere and pray and just meditate and talk to God. And so as I kept reading, you know, the Bible describes how the disciples, they went out on the boat, and then they saw Jesus around 3 o'clock in the morning, and they're like, wait a minute, it's a ghost. What is that? Like, think about that. Like, we read the story over and over again, but we don't realize that, you know, if we were there with the disciples, we would have been like, is that a ghost? What is that? No, take me back to shore, because obviously this is something that has never happened to them. Or, you know, maybe they have heard stories of, you know, spiritual warfare out on the sea, right? And so they thought it was a ghost. They was afraid. But Peter, he was like, Lord, if it's you, right, I'm going to test this. And so the Bible tells us to don't believe every spirit, but test it to see whether if it's of God or not. So Peter was like, I'm going to test this. Lord, if it's really you, if it's really you, bid me to walk out on water. So let's go to that chapter, that verse right there. It says, verse 24, Matthew chapter 14. Meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from the land, for a strong wind had risen and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came towards them walking on water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, it's a ghost. But Jesus spoke to them at once. Don't be afraid, he said. Take courage. I am here. Now, this is where we want to talk about. Then Peter called to him, Lord, if it's really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water. Peter was like, I'm going to test this. Tell me to come to you walking on the water if it's really you. So Jesus like, all right, come. Yes, come, Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong winds and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. Save me, Lord, he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out and grabbed him. You have so little faith, Jesus said. Why did you doubt me? And when I read that verse, I was convicted. I was convicted because it was more so like, why do you have so little faith, Star? Why did you doubt me? And it was like, but I believe that you can do all these things for me, but would you do it for me? Little old me, like, it reminded me of the scripture is when a man came and brought his son to Jesus, and he said, you know, the disciples tried to cast out the demon, but it didn't work. So, you know, if you could cast out the demon, if you can. And Jesus was like, what do you mean if I can, right? And so when Peter had the faith to test to see if this was Jesus, it says, if it's really you, bid me to walk on water, because he had the faith to know if this was Jesus, Jesus can have me walk out on the water if it's truly him. So Jesus was up for the challenge. It's like, yes, come and walk, come. And so he began to walk on water. And so as he began to walk on water, instead of him focusing on Jesus, right, he began to look around him. It was like, wait a minute, I am really walking on water. I'm really walking on water. And so he began to sink. And so then Jesus had to save him. He was like, Jesus, save me. I think we all have been there when God has told us to do something, we begin to do it, and then all these things starts to happen, right? You know, kids acting up, your bills acting up, your bank account acting up, your church members acting up. Is spiritual warfare starts to increase because the devil's like, oh, this person, she or he wants to focus on what God is telling them to do. And so I need to distract them. So I'm going to send this. I'm going to send that. But Jesus is telling us to keep our eyes on him. Keep our our faith in who he is, right? He tells Peter, why you have so little faith? Why did you doubt me? And so sometimes when we're going through these things and we're going through the ups and downs of life, and you know, we have so much that is required of us, right? Especially if you are working from home, or if you have a job where you have to go into work and you have children, a house, a spouse, or you're in school, or maybe if you're just a single person, right? Or a single parent, you have all these obligations that's on you. And it seems that it could be so overwhelming. And it's like, I'm trying to do my best to follow God. I'm trying to do my best to trust him. But it seems like the more I trust him, the worse it gets. And so this is just a reminder that this is the testing of our faith. This is how we learn to trust God. Right? We learn to trust him by the things that we go through. I believe it's in the book of 1 Peter. He says, don't be surprised about the fiery trials that you go through, that you know that the testing of your faith builds endurance, right? And so this helps us to build endurance and help us to stretch our faith in who he is. And so when he says, you have so little faith, I was so convicted. I said, oh Lord, forgive me for having so little faith. I don't know why I doubt you, but I have to keep my eyes focused on you. And a lot of people say that as a cliche, as like, you know, you just got to focus on God. And it sounds easy, but it's actually a battle, because you not only have your flesh fighting you, you have the world fighting you. And what I mean about the world is just the demands of life fighting you. And then you have the enemy of your soul fighting you. So he's using your flesh and the world together to fight against you. But the Bible says in Romans chapter 8 that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus, right? That whole chapter, Paul is letting us know that nothing can separate us from the love of God, that we are more than conquerors through Christ Jesus. And so we can look at our troubles and the things that we have to do, our obligations, and we can know that God has given us the victory over these situations. Back in 2023, going into 2024, the Lord told me that this was going to be my year of victory. And as an immature Christian at that time, right, because I have grown, we should be growing every day, every month, every week, every year, I didn't understand what God meant completely until I started to go through various trials and various situations. And it was really building my faith in him. And so one after the other, and it, you know, God is very gentle. He's very strategic as well. So it wasn't now that I think about it, right? In hindsight, it wasn't so, the things that I went through was like, oh yeah, you know, of course God can do it. And so as I started to elevate in my faith in him, the trials and tests became harder and harder and harder, to the point now I'm just like, God, am I doing something wrong? Let me know. Do I need to repent? Do I have an open door? Why is it so hard? It's like the more I do what you call me to do, the harder it seems to do it. And so even with the recent passing of my sister, and I felt grief just trying to settle me, I should say. I don't know the right word to say right now, but I just felt stuck. I just couldn't move. I didn't want to do anything. And I said, I feel as though that this grief is trying to put me into depression. And it was really hard to just, you know, make content. And I'm like, Lord, do you want me to go back to work? You know, this is happening and that is happening. And my mind, I feel like my mind is trying to drive me crazy. And I said, I know that you have not given me the spirit of fear, but this is not fear. I just feel so overwhelmed. It's not even anxiety. It wasn't fear. It wasn't anxiety. It's just that my mind wasn't at rest. My mind wasn't at peace. And it's like my mind was scattered. And I had to remember to put on the full armor of God, The Holy Spirit said, put on the full armor of God. Stand up and fight. You're just letting the devil just have his way. And you're just sitting there. The Bible says, my scripture says, my word says, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you shall fear no evil. And so I was like, Lord, help my mind. You are a mind regulator. Like my, I'm telling you, I've never felt that before. The intensity of my mind, I felt as though I was going out of my mind, going crazy. And I was just like, Lord, help me. I was just calling on the name of the Lord. Seriously, guys, I was just, I can't even put it into words how my mind was so boggled. And I had to repeat the scripture, keeping those who keep their mind stayed on him, he would keep them in perfect peace. Lord, help me to keep my mind stayed on you. And you promised that you would keep me in perfect peace. I had to keep repeating that day after day. And it seemed like after 2 to 3 days, I got a little stronger. I was able to post on TikTok. And it was still hard. There was a struggle, which I knew that it was spiritual warfare, but I had to learn how to trust God's word above my understanding, above my feelings, right? The Bible says that God is greater than our feelings. And so with him, we can stand boldly. And so I was just like, Lord, you have to help me. And so as I began to move, right, as Peter, he said, Lord, bid me to walk on water. As I began to just move out on faith, it became a little bit easier day by day. And so that's why I'm able to even do this podcast that I'm doing right now, because I had to keep my mind stayed on him. Lord, you see what is going on. You see what I face. I give it to you. This is what I have. This is what I need, but I only have this. So Lord, I'm going to bless what you have given to me, and I'm going to do what I can do. And you are going to, hallelujah, you are going to bless the rest and make it more than enough. And so this is what it means to learn how to trust God. You just have to do what he tells you to do. Repeat his word. There's a fast that my church does. And so we fast 10 days out of the month, either from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. or from 6 p.m. to 6 a.m. And what my pastor has instructed us to do is to read these scriptures that he believes that the Lord has given him for us to do, because he has also done this fast. And I think he still does it as well. And so one of the scriptures is 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 10. And it reads, he was the one who prayed to the God of Israel, oh, that you will bless me and expand my territory. Please be with me in all that I do and keep me from all trouble and pain. And God granted him his request. And so just learning to believe the word of God and trust his word, and he will do what he has promised us that he is going to do. So I just thank God for everything that he has done and showed me and is showing me in this time of growing my faith. And so let me know what you guys think in the comments. Is God testing you to trust him more? Let's have the conversation in the comments. Until then, I will speak to you all later. Goodbye.